He's looking for worshipers who produce something. Come on, Southwest Missouri, you've been called to disciple nations. Worship leaders and worship groups, you have been called to disciple nations. And never has there been a time before when you had such access to nations. With a click of the button, someone can be discipled by what you do. Somebody can tune into your service or watch your song on YouTube, and their life can be forever marked. And God intends for us to position ourselves to become a people to allow His presence to flow through our lives in such a way that redemption begins to work, not just for us, but through us.
Burn in us a passion to make Your glory known. Birth in us something that can shift the atmosphere.
And we declare a shift in the name of Jesus. We declare a divine shift over the atmosphere of Southwest Missouri. A shift away from depression and into hope. A shift away from uselessness into purpose in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I'm your host. What if we could start a movement? What if something so dynamic began to happen when we worship together, that chains began to break, bodies began to be healed, and economies started to prosper? What if, instead of relying on someone else to change our cities and regions, we began to take ownership and responsibility for them ourselves? What if, instead of the music industry being dominated by entertainment, it began to be dominated by His presence? Entertainment is great, but entertainment doesn't mobilize an army. We are called to release something so powerful that darkness is dispelled and lives are transformed. All over the world, culture is changing and adapting. What if we could begin to influence culture in our cities and regions? Through the presence of God, we can liberate and grant freedom to prisoners, destroy darkness, break chains, and offer people a future and a hope. Worship community, we've been commissioned to bring heaven. We exist to literally host His presence until we change the atmosphere over entire cities and regions. This year, I believe that God is looking for people who can handle favor, authority, and resources well. Take the talent that God has given you and invest it radically. Do not hold back. On this week's podcast, I have a conversation with Becky Baldwin. Becky is the worship pastor at Covenant World Outreach in Carthage, Missouri. They've been hosting nights of worship, and this is unique because they're actually inviting local worship leaders to come and participate in the worship time. So the next one is slated for Saturday, March 28th, and of course, Becky will be there, but also slated to be there is Carrie Jones from Faith Assembly of Joplin, Josh Bussey from Oasis Church of Joplin, and my wife Haley and I will also be there. Also coming up is the Unite meet and greet at Faith Assembly in Joplin, Missouri. If you are involved in worship at any level, you're invited to come. Bring finger foods to share and drinks will be provided. The date for that is Friday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Also, if you enjoy these podcasts, would like to invite you to share them on Facebook or any social media outlet that you like. If you really want to be awesome sauce, go to iTunes, give us a rating, and give us a review. Would so appreciate that. All right, without further ado, let's dive into my conversation with Becky Baldwin.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in.
Come rushing. Tell us about your church and your history, how you got here, and all that fun stuff.
Okay. Well, Micah and I both grew up in Southwest Missouri, and we lived here for about 3 years when we first got married. And then God moved us to Oklahoma for 7 years. And while we were in Oklahoma, we really had a mind shift and a heart change. And we'd both grown up in church. But it was during those 7 years that God really started establishing our lives in a way to where our hearts, our purpose became more about Him and His kingdom and mm-hmm. His lordship mm-hmm. and what He wanted rather than chasing a traditional church mentality mm-hmm. of what you have to do in order to get to heaven.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, yeah, I think everybody grew up in that church, didn't they?
So that was, it was a life-changing 7 years for us. And we fully expected to still be in Oklahoma even at this point. But at the beginning of 2007, God moved us back here to the Southwest Missouri area. And since my husband's with Walmart, we've actually been church commuters mm-hmm. for several years. We drive.
How far?
It's about an hour right now. He's in Bentonville.
Okay.
At the home office now. So we live north
of there. Oh, so you're not
there.
A greeter. You said Walmart. I thought, oh, he's a greeter. I looked at that smile. And
No, God's blessed him with a good job. Mm-hmm. He's given us the ability to do some crazy things that a lot of people look at you like, what are you doing that for?
Yeah.
But he has really connected our heart with the people here at Covenant World Outreach. And so we drive an hour to come to church every time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no other place that we're supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
And we love the people here. We love our pastors. And we just know that this is where we're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about kind of your musical background, because I know you like to move in the prophetic. I know you like to songwrite. And you haven't spit out a website yet, like, you know, a little advertisement or anything. I don't know if you've got one, but a little plug.
Yeah.
But I want to know about, you know, I'm really trying to rally songwriters, because, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, like to do that someday, and then, you know, years and years go by, and you're like, well, I really wish I would have done that back then, you know. So I really like to see people have that heart and that have the courage to go do it. So kind of tell us about where you're at and what you're doing.
I do have a website. It hasn't been updated in a long, long time, so I don't talk about it very much.
Okay.
I have a Facebook page that just kind of has some songs out there. Becky Baldwin Music is the Facebook page, and the website's RebeccaBaldwin777.net, I think. Net.com,
they can
one
Google
of those.
You.
Yeah, Google it. I have, during those 7 years that we spent in Oklahoma, our pastor was very much in the prophetic. She's written hundreds of songs and has a few CDs out, and so I learned a lot mm-hmm. in that environment. I was kind of submerged into that and had the opportunity to travel with her a few times when she was able to go to other churches and stuff, and learned a lot with her mentorship. And I've written several songs. Some of them, you know how that goes. Some of them aren't worth repeating. Some are worth forgetting.
Yeah.
I've done a few CDs just on my own, just self-recording stuff. I bought Pro Tools and said, cool. Hey, we're going to learn how to do this.
Yeah, awesome.
So so I have done that. It's the thing about it is just getting to the point where it's not as hard and scary as everybody thinks it has to be. You know, you just put it out there.
Yeah.
And you try it, and if it doesn't work, then you scrap that one and go to the next one. So, but I have written several. We sing a few of them here mm-hmm. in our worship services, along with, you know, different ones from the other songs that are out there right now. I don't really know how else to put it. But the writing, a lot of times comes from, you catch a phrase in a message
mm-hmm.
or that somebody has exhorted with, I listened to a lot of like CDs. That sounds old school, but a lot of online messages and stuff like that. Recorded sermons. How about that?
Okay.
Not so much CDs anymore. You don't have to do that. But a lot of those to where there's a constant flow of not just what I'm used to hearing all the time, mm-hmm. but to where you get other voices and you're able to pull from those. And so a lot of times the songs that I write come from hearing a one-liner or something that just catches in you.
Yeah.
And you develop that with, you know, what does the Bible say about this?
Mm-hmm.
Or I had one song that I wrote one time off of a, like a vision that a lady had here of during our worship time. She got up and she exhorted about how God was accepting our praise as we were pouring it out as an offering. And I was like, you have to write that down for me. And so she did. And then,
just like in the Bible.
And then a couple weeks later, it was a song, you know.
Wow.
And it's one of those that I'll treasure, you mm-hmm. know, forever, especially her. She's been Christmas in heaven this year. So, but that's one of those songs that, you know, it doesn't always come from a message or somebody else's sermon. I'm just kind of stumbling over my words here, but it can come from anywhere. But when right. it catches in your spirit,
yeah.
and it just kind of festers.
Yeah,
you reckon there's
something about it is attractive.
It just kind of, I've heard it said before, it makes your baby leap.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
just like it did with Elizabeth,
uh-huh.
you know, that greeting, that spoken word that somebody says that just like, hey, there's something in that.
Yeah.
And so it catches and it just kind of develops in there and it grows and then you have a song.
Yeah, cool. Well, I want to talk about these worship nights you've been having. I think you've had a couple now
mm-hmm.
and you kind of called them Heaven on Earth, I think. Is that right?
The first or the second one, yeah.
I don't remember. But tell us what you're doing with that, kind of like, you know, it involves this and this is how we do it.
Okay.
But tell us really a lot about behind the scenes, like as far as your heart, like why are you wanting to do these events?
Okay. Several years ago, I just kind of got a vision to see worship leaders from across our area come together to not necessarily promote one church or one event, but just to unify together with one voice. There's no one church that is big enough in this area to hold all of God's people.
Mm-hmm.
There, God has given us each assignments
mm-hmm.
and placed us in different churches and in different cities strategically to where we can minister to the people he's set before us. But when we come together, the way I see it is we're kind of like the parts of a bicycle. You can have a bicycle in a box, but if it's not assembled, it's not going to get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's placed us all together in this box of Southwest Missouri and the four-state area.
Yeah.
But if we can assemble, we can do so much more together than we ever can on our own.
Yeah, very
you
good.
Know, the whole of something is greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
You can... The value of being connected and the community, I know that's very much your heart. The value yeah. of being connected
yeah.
adds so much.
Right.
And so my heart is to see different people, different worship leaders come together and just lift up one voice. Because when we get together, we can cross-pollinate
hey.
Each other.
Yeah.
And we can take, you know, the unique experience that is God in you. And I can take that back to my church
mm-hmm.
or... somebody else can take it to their church.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much been my heart, because if we can do this together, I think we can see more amazing things together than we will on our own.
Yeah. What are some of the responses you're getting back? I know you've only had two of these events, but what are people saying?
We've had two. We had one back in July and then mm-hmm. one at the beginning of December, and those in attendance were pretty much amazed that, especially this last one, that the people that participated, the worship leaders that participated, had, you know, never flowed together, so to speak, never performed together or
right.
sung together
mm-hmm.
or led worship together as a group. You know, there was just a cohesiveness simply by the Spirit of God. And that was amazing. It's amazing to see something like that where we can just come together and be one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me about some of your dreams. I don't know what you're going to talk about, if it's personal or if it's regional, because you've been talking about these worship events, but what tell me some what ifs. I would love it if this could happen, or if this started happening. What are some of the big scary dreams? Even
scary dreams. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because a few months ago my youngest child started kindergarten, and my dream for so many years of my life was to be able to stay home with my kids, and I was able to do that, thankfully. And on my daughter's first day of kindergarten, God spoke to my heart, and he said, it's time to dream again.
Wow.
And so I'm still really kind of in that process, because that's kind of scary, you know, whenever you see what he's brought you through, and he brings you to the point to where he says, it's time to increase your vision. And so that's kind of an amazing, scary, wonderful kind of place to be, because it's kind of, wow, what do you want me to dream for?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm still really kind of in the process of that. I have realized in the past few weeks that I love being a facilitator, is kind of what I've learned. I love being able to help other people worship, whether it's the worship leader or organizing these worship nights to where we get groups of people together, or even simply a Christmas program, you know, putting that together and giving people an opportunity to, or help other people with an opportunity to express the worship that God's put inside of them.
Yeah.
So I really kind of, I don't know where that's going to lead, but I'm starting to see that heart that I want more than just a few services a week on a stage. I want to be able to help other people to pursue that.
So,
I don't know. I really don't know where that's going to go. I would love to see the worship nights grow to maybe to where we can do, you know, 3 or 4 a year. And I would love to cycle people in and not have the same people each time. I would really love to be able to do that in a way to where everybody understands that it's not that one's preferred over another. It's just to be able to get that corporate anointing flowing and the different spices that different people have at different times. So I would love to see that. And I would love to see just this area really come together, you know, and come together with a purpose of not to establish their own agenda, or really not to even defeat an enemy, but to come together just to worship God. Because that in and of itself, he's worth it. You know, I don't have to worship to try to defeat an enemy. I don't have to worship because I want somebody to see how great I am or my worship team is, but I can come to worship with just the simple objective of God's worth it. He's worthy.
Yeah.
Because I know what he's brought me through, and I know he's worthy.
Yeah.
So I would like to see our community rise up with that vision of the fact that God is he in and of himself is worth that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen plenty of examples in the Bible also when people worshiped, God did things anyway.
It's just a it's just what happens when you're in his presence.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have another worship night scheduled yet?
It looks like it's going to be in March.
Okay.
I think it's kind of, our goal is to get it done, so to speak, before Easter. I would like to kind of lead into the Easter season. And that'd I be believe cool. this one is going to be, it is finished. It's kind of going to be the focus of this one. Just to kind of point to, you know, the season of celebration that we have of what Jesus did with his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Yeah.
So
that's a powerful statement. It is finished. I mean, You just want people that come once a year on Easter to go, hey, really, get this.
Yeah. Get a hold of this. This will change your life. Yeah. This changed my life. This will change yours. Yeah.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I got to play, my wife and I got to play on one of those worship nights. And it was fantastic.
And I hope you come back.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was great. And I so appreciate your heart. It is pure gold. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.